Thank you. I'm Polly Hamilton, Clause 3. I've asked my group to kindly heckle if they feel as though I haven't captured a really important burning issue that they wanted made, so they will have the opportunity after this. So I'll just take you through five kind of key points. The first is the context, of course, and it's the rain is wet bit. Government is not listening. Business is not listening. So in terms of making the case, you can't make the case with people who actually don't want to listen, because it's easier not to. That said, you know, we either put our heads down and hurtle down the roller coaster, or we just get on with it and make that case anyway. There is no single magic bullet. So, you know, I will paraphrase, I think it was Dorothy Parker who said about the not listening thing, you can take a politician to culture, but you can't make them think. So who is listening? Well, actually, it is our audience. And who will government and business listen to? Well, it's the consumer and it's our audience. It is the public. So we really need to be good at knowing our audience, and we also need to be good at helping them to articulate our strengths. The third point really was about building that case. And there was a lot of discussion about the importance of evidence, really good, sound research and evidence, as opposed to simple advocacy, which people felt had been more or less successful. You know, there was a lot of discussion about that. I shared a story about some training from my own CLAW programme about the three books, that when making the case, it's really helpful to have three books in mind. The first is Who's Who. It's the importance of the testimonial, and it could be the celebrity, it could be the young person who's benefited from a drama project, it could be a member of your audience, it could be a local politician, it will be anybody who you can quote and say they will testify as to the value of the work. So the first one is Who's Who. The second one is the Guinness Book of Records, satisfying the number crunchers and the scientists and the accountants of the world. It's all about facts and figures and biggest and best and smallest and etc. So making the case there. And the third, of course, is the Quran or the Bible, because it's about values and it's about making those connections, and it's about those very shared human emotional connections that people can make, which the Bible, if you like, or the Quran or any other religious text exemplifies. And finally, in terms of building the case, I think always be careful about, be very clear about what it is you want. We had the discussion about this notion of people not listening. Well, you know, we have to be really clear that when people are actually ready to listen, that we can be dead clear about what we want. The fourth point to make was about the importance, as people have said previously, about making the connections, coming together as a sector. Yes, we have individual cases to make and need to get that story told well, but there is a shared story for us all to make. And this is a plea, this is a call to action, really, for those who come from the large organisations, those who have the power, who are invited to speak to government or to others about the value of the work, is to not forget the small organisation in Northumbria or Cumbria or Sheffield or wherever that's doing fantastic work but does not have your stage. And finally, really, after starting off with sort of gloom and doom, was to be loud, proud and optimistic. Focus on the future. You know, politicians might think to the next election. We think about the past, the present, the future. That's one of our strengths. There's a real opportunity for us to lead the culture here, to take this notion of the big society and tell people that culture is at the core of that. It's about changing our culture as well and leading that change, and learning from our audiences and being dead open and positive about the messages that we might get, even the ones that we might not want to hear ourselves. I finish with a couple of stories, just flying the flag for Blackpool again. The first is that next year is the centenary of Blackpool Illuminations. Now, Blackpool, like everywhere else, is facing the prospect of, you know, potentially 40% cuts, 50% cuts. And it's really focusing people's mind, making those difficult decisions between children's services and schools and cultural services. Blackpool Illuminations, of course, has been going for 100 years. And, you know, 100 years ago, Europe was on the brink of war. And I think there's something genius about a small town on a blustery coastal part of Britain that could turn around and go, I know, I've got a really good idea, let's create the greatest light show on earth. And people will come, and 100 years later, they still are. So, referring back to Deborah Ball's analogy of the roller coaster, yes, you know, we've got to grit our teeth and put our heads down, but don't forget that what goes down, of course, will always come back up. So, that's it.